Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, everyone. A few years back, on an impulse buy at a Black Friday, say, day after Thanksgiving, I bought a GPS unit for our family car, one of those that you put in the address and it plots out the directions, your destination, wherever it is you want to go. And not only do these things give you a map, detailed step-by-step instructions, give you prompts which lane to be in so you don't miss your turn, they talk to you. You hear a voice. My wife said that when we got this thing, you need to change the voice on that to a man's, because you won't listen to a woman, even when she's sitting right next to you. It's not that I ignore her. Sometimes I flip right and left, right or wrong, around in my head. It's not intentional. It's just that it happens from time to time. And the thing is, even though she's not a global positioning satellite, she always seems to be right. And I always tend to be wrong with those things. But she puts up with me because she knows me. She knows my shortcomings, as annoying as they can be. Today on Good Shepherd Sunday, Jesus tells us, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Although his words were speaking some 2,000 years ago, they apply to his flock still today. His words are alive and just as relevant for you as they were when he first spoke them. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. All too often, we sit and listen to the readings proclaimed at Mass in an exclusively historical sense, as if we're being read a story, rather than listening to the transformative, living, and effective Word of God. The Good Shepherd does speak to you. He speaks to us all, but do we really listen as we should? He speaks to us through the sacred scriptures, through his church, and in the silence of our hearts, provided we allow silence. He continually calls each and every one of us, longing to bring us closer into communion with him and our neighbor. At Mass, the proclamation of the Word of God should cause us to reflect on our own lives in context of salvation history, of which we are all an integral part. We need to fight off the temptations and listen intently with your heart. And ask yourself, what is the Good Shepherd saying to me today, right now, in this liturgy? At Mass and in private readings, we should allow the Word of God to apply to us personally, not as a witness to some scene out of history, but in the present, as the one person Jesus is speaking to. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for you, one of his sheep. He rose from the dead for you. He lives and he desires to remain with you constantly through the bond of grace in and through the sacraments that he instituted and entrusted to the church for your sake. And he will not rest content until there is but one flock and one shepherd. Jesus tells us that his sheep hear his voice. He knows them and they follow him. No one can snatch you out of his hand. The only way to be separated from him is to choose to leave through sinful acts, to wander off freely following someone else's voice, out of indifference or even carelessness. Either way, it's an act of the will, freely choosing something or someone else over communion with God. So listen closely for his voice throughout your day. With all the noise in today's world competing for our attention, it's difficult for most people to focus on any one thing for an extended period of time. Yet we're all called to pray without ceasing, to be open to and respond to the voice of the Good Shepherd who leads us to eternal life. We live in an era of selfies, instant gratification, and technological advances in communication that have actually managed to disconnect us from the shepherd and the rest of the flock. We find ourselves wandering without a leader at times. Fewer and fewer people are even making less eye contact with the person directly in front of them, let alone taking time to listen to that still small voice that speaks to them in the silence of their heart. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Ask yourself this. Can people recognize you as one of his sheep? Are you a fan or a follower? Do you listen for his voice in prayer, spend time alone reading the sacred text, reflecting on the Word of God, while seeking to be one with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then acting on it, making it real and present in your life? Because to listen and follow Jesus is to die to self, to pour yourself out for the good of another, primarily through the corporal and spiritual acts of mercy. Following the lead of the Good Shepherd, we're all called to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the imprisoned, comfort the sick, and bury the dead. Those particular acts of mercy are extended to care for the physical needs of our brothers and sisters, for all of mankind. But our responsibility does not end there. As members of his flock, we're called to come to the spiritual aid of those souls that need our help by giving counsel to the doubtful, instructing the ignorant, admonishing the sinner, forgiving offenses, giving comfort to the afflicted, to bear patiently those who do us ill, and to always pray for the living and the dead. This pertains to all of mankind, not just our family and friends, but most especially to those who get under our skin and annoy us, because we need to forgive them as much as they need our forgiveness and help. When we do these things, these selfless acts of mercy out of love for God and our neighbor, we truly serve the Lord with gladness. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta once approached a diplomat when she was invited to speak at the United Nations. The diplomat came forward and said, "Mother, I'm not Catholic, but tell me how I should pray." So she took his hand and spread out his five fingers. She said, "When you pray, think about all the many blessings in your life, the day-to-day things, and then look at your hand and say, 'You did it for me.'" They say that the diplomat walked away holding his hand up like it was some kind of trophy, saying, "You did it for me." He eternalized it. It became real. This simple prayer of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. The simple five-finger gospel reminds us that the love and peace of the Good Shepherd is ever present to us. If we are ever present to him, we need to be present to him and to each other, to listen intently and to follow him in being merciful as the Father is merciful. May God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.